This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It is a sunny isle, things people do there. Bound to make you smile from Spanish Wells. Straight down to Cape Sea Preacher Cave. Is right upon each gate, oh lady die.
Oh lady die,
oh lady die,
oh lady die.
Now Ezra, he was the island king, that little man. He do most anything, he collect the mail. From off the mail, I understand. He even keep the jail, oh lady die.
Good morning and welcome back. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is 11 a.m. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Aaron Green is going to be sitting at the mic today for Mr. Newry. He wake in hard. His boss say, you be having too much fun on that radio. I need you to bring some of that energy for extra shift at work. Newry is one of the hardest waking men in the country. This boy have about 5 or 6 jobs, and that doesn't include his volunteerism and the ways in which he personally reaches out to support people in and outside of his community, right? And that's kind of the conversation we having today. You all heard that song?
Yeah.
Lutra by Eddie Minnis. Hey, Camp Simonette people, y'all remember being on the bus, driving down north through Hatchet Bay? That's when Hatchet Bay was green and there was papayas everywhere. Y'all remember that? I think we were driving up to Current. We're going to Current to go camp. Not camp, but to all-day beach picnic.
Yeah.
Right? Let me tell you all something about Elutra. It's a hidden gem, you know. We missing out on plenty potential in Elutra. Because I will never forget, I was a counselor in training, right? Which meant I had to stay back and clean up as we packed the kids up on the bus and getting them back up south to JC. And all I heard was this buzzing. And I say, I know they have an airport in North Elutra, but the airport ain't here by the bush and the beach. And somebody say, come in the bush. And the deeper we get in the bush, the deeper that buzz get, right? And I say, hey, look here, Elutra, why y'all don't rent a couple of these mosquitoes to the police for drones? Why we ain't use, hey, Bahamas Fast Ferries, you could have a mosquito service, you know. You could drone drop some things between Nassau and Elutra dead quick. I'm going to figure out before I pass away from this earth, how are we going to turn them mosquitoes into energy? Because God put them there for a reason. You cannot deny that. Mosquitoes are as valid a member of this planet as humans are. I don't know what the reason is yet, but we're going to figure out how to turn those mosquitoes into magic, as magical as Elutra is. And joining me in studio this morning, we have representatives from One Elutra Foundation. They're coming to give us, I'm not quite sure. I'm excited. And let me tell you why I'm excited. Because One Elutra Foundation has presented itself as a model, as a tool, right? Not just for Eleutherans, but for every island in the archipelago. An archipelago of archipelagos. And so I am impressed with what Wani Luther Foundation has done in the past. We're going to hear about what they're doing presently, and then I can be figuring out how we could export this model, right, to other islands. Because here's why. Eleuthera isn't just one island. Eleuthera is an archipelago, and the Bahamas is an archipelago of archipelagos. And you know when I taught that up? When I was in the bush trying to figure out why these mosquitoes wouldn't stop bothering me. And maybe that's the reason why they exist, to prompt us. So good morning to my guests. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Wonderful.
Y'all just fly in from Eleuthera?
Oh, no. We've been in from the weekend.
Yeah?
We were here early on Monday with Chivago.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Because I know there's flamingo air, and if I have my way with it, there'll be a mosquito air, I promise. I promise. Okay, so we have in studio joining us this morning.
Anton Seely.
Good morning, sir. And you are the chairman of
Wani
Luther Foundation?
Correct, yes.
Kieran Smith, president and CEO.
All right.
And Yolanda Pawar, chief communications officer for Wani Luther and CTI.
Awesome. I'm glad you're in studio with us, ma'am. And I can tell you why.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. When you talked about the buzzing, I thought you were going to talk about the bees and the industry and the honey.
Oh, I get it.
So we can get to that next, because we've trained 22 beekeepers on Eleuthera.
But listen, the communication has broken down between Eleuthera and New Providence, specifically the fruit, vegetable, and produce communication. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, though, you know, because as development has swollen, like it just swell up in Eleuthera, the farmers and vendors, less and less do they need to send their produce to market in New Providence to make money.
And we could talk a little bit about that.
All right, but you guys get started. I know what I want to talk about. What has One Eleuthera Foundation been up to?
I mean, it's so many things that we've been doing over the years. But, I mean, I just want to start with, you know, who we are and our vision. But when you think about One Eleuthera, we've been pioneering and strengthening a lot of communities throughout Eleuthera through entrepreneurship, education, the environment, health, and heritage. And it's something that we believe that everything we do is about strengthening those communities and creating real opportunities. Now, we didn't talk about Center for Training and Innovation. I want to put a plug in there, because there's also another organization that was started to really equip Bahamians with practical and social skills, from the hospitality industry to agriculture industry to the trades industry and entrepreneurship, so that people who are on Eleuthera can actually get the necessary training to work and thrive. Mm-hmm. And so, Aaron, to your point, you know, I think our vision is to empower people. Mm-hmm. It's to strengthen our communities. And I think an important thing you mentioned is, how do we replicate our models, not just throughout the Bahamas, but in our region? Because we realize it's a model that's so unique. But we also proven and demonstrating that small things can, or I would say, you can prove that you can come from a small place and you can do big and transformative things.
Because just as you were speaking, I'm thinking, look at Jamaica and the way that their landscape has changed.
Yeah.
This is a perfect model and an example that Jamaicans can use right now from the community within to build outward.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, I just speaking of Jamaica and the region, you know, it's rare with our model, because normally in nonprofits, they have a specific focus, whether it's just education or it's just environment. And we recognize that for real community development, you know, a lot of these projects, a lot of these work that we're doing transcends all of these focus areas. Mm-hmm. And I think more people in the region are now looking at that model to how they grow their communities. We found one organization so far that's similar to some of the work that we're doing. It's called the St. Croix Foundation for Community Development in St. Croix. And they have a very similar model, but they're also working on how do we pioneer this model throughout the region. So I think we could talk a little bit more about that on the show for sure.
All right. And just before we go further, the similarities between St. Croix in the Bahamas, multi-plural, like plural societies, a number of cultures, including our most dominant one, the U.S., right? And so this model shows you how you could use all the resources in your community.
Yep.
Because in Eleuthera, our second home owners, our American, our Canadian, our foreign guests are more than just guests.
Yes.
They are community members as well.
Yes.
All right.
And to your point, I think that's such an important model that, you know, when you look at our model, we talk about foreign direct investment. These different persons who are part of the community are also investing directly into our communities. Mm-hmm. And you talk about PPP. Yeah. And those public-private partnerships, this is an example of how that could be done on different family islands to further development.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard something. It's not what you said. I have to put it on a T-shirt. Public-pirate partnership. I'm putting that on a T-shirt. But we're talking about public-private partnerships, right? Yeah. And a lot of people are hesitant. Like, at first, I was hesitant about it, right? PPP generally. But looking at Eleuthera, right, and as from a the perspective as a vendor, like I said, there's a real relationship with fruit vendors in Eleuthera, and watching my source shrink significantly, but understanding, right, that it's shrinking here, but that means it's growing over there. And that's the model. The produce you grow on your island should primarily go to you. Yeah. And the growth of that space will help you to then subsidize a market where you sell in produce to other islands.
Yeah. No, you know, and that's one of our projects. So we have one of the most transformative projects in agriculture in the country.
Yeah.
So we have what we call an Oasis Grow House that allows us to grow produce year-round. And right now we're supplying over 30 restaurants, hotels, the local community with fresh greens across Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. And remember, Eleuthera was the breadbasket of the economy in the Bahamas when it came to agriculture. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at ways of how we can help support our local farmers, how do we can train new people in that industry, and how do we feed Eleuthera. So that's something we could talk about more. But I do want to also share, we have our board chair, Anton Seeley, who, and you know, we talk about all this work we're doing, but a big part of that is also good governance. And so, I mean, while he's here, I just was hoping that he could share a little bit about that as well.
No, I'm just excited to be. I mean, I just sit back and watch the hard workers work. And that's basically, you know, as the role of the chairman is to provide these good people with the tools they need to carry out this good work. And I'm assisted by an incredible board. I think if you line our board up against any NGO in the country, you'd see that we have the most talented, hardworking, and committed board there is. So, you know, a shout out to them for the work and that they do in support of this great work that our hardworking team at OEF perform day in and day out for the people of Eleuthera.
Here are some of the things that they have performed over the last fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Total community grants, partner grants, and donations distributed this fiscal year, $109,187. $75,800 plus awarded through One Eleuthera Foundation's Cotton Bay Fund, and $34,000 awarded through One Eleuthera Foundation's Community Grants Program. That's awesome. You know how much salty I have to sell to generate $100,000? But I want people to see that smaller organizations with the correct or effective organizational structure can do big things.
Definitely.
All right. Also, vocational and technical trades scholarship funding provided to local students this fiscal year. This is numbers, man.
That's a correct number.
$293,161.
Yes.
Oh, wow. 70-plus local nonprofit leaders reached and engaged through the Social Good Accelerator.
You have to talk about that. You talked about replicating our model.
Yes, please.
So we're building what we call the Social Good Accelerator, which is really empowering nonprofits across the country. Because we're often forgotten until disaster strikes. But we realize that in order that we are an important and critical pillar of national development. Mm-hmm. So if we can strengthen the sector, which this accelerator is going to do, we're partnering with another foundation. That's going to allow us to help nonprofits learn our model, share their model when it comes to governance, learning about program development, how do we raise more money, how do we have the infrastructure for our partners, international partners to give to us. And this is how we drive national development.
Yeah.
And you talk about some of these statistics. The only way we can do that is if we have the right infrastructure, if we have the right programming, and the right vision for what we want. And I think when nonprofits engage in this, which we've been doing over the last Yeah, we've been doing monthly gatherings as well with different nonprofit leaders.
Okay.
And so we're building something from the ground up with other nonprofit leaders to empower this sector.
Wow. This is, I'm just super excited, right? I'm thinking, if you guys have dispersed $293,000+ in vocational and technical trade scholarship funding, right? Then we are two steps away from identifying the equipment rental and sales companies closely related to Eleuthera that can now set up an Eleuthera and begin renting tools to people who have gone through this program so they can quickly take that next step, right, in Eleuthera.
Yeah.
Now, Nassau people, we got a struggle on our hands because the more attractive it is for family islanders to stay in the family islands, they're going to stay in the family islands, right? So could y'all help us replicate this in New Providence too?
Oh, most definitely. And I'll take it a step further. Okay. We give them the tools when they finish with the program.
Look how I can use my Methodist summer camp membership to be a resident of Eleuthera to participate in this program. Okay, so listen, I'm coming back to Eleuthera, right?
Yes.
I've been in New Providence. I've come out of high school because they sent me to Nassau to do high school. I've done a couple of summers, maybe some BTVI courses. I haven't been resident in Eleuthera for over 2 years. Mm-hmm. When I come back, I'm still an Eleutheran. I could still engage in these programs. I could still apply for the scholarships.
Why not?
I mean, I just check in.
Why not?
I just check in. Because sometimes the seaweed and the driftwood culture seep in. I want the young people to know that just being in New Providence for a couple of hours don't mean you not from the island you're from.
You know, that's something we struggle with on the islands too, is that, you know, in order to build a model like this, we need everybody.
Yeah.
International partners. So like you say, the seaweed or the driftwoods, all of them help to actually make these things possible.
All right.
And all of them are part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to redefine what we mean when we say community.
Mm-hmm. I also am thinking of a number of young people who are looking to start families. I'm thinking of Stephen Evans, the one and only Stephen Evans as well. I just saw a post, this boy been gone. We lose him to Eleuthera for almost 2 years now.
And guess what? We got him.
He just get married. He just get married. I know he's a Eleuthera by now.
No, one Eleuthera.
He's with us now, too.
He's a one Eleuthera by too. Y'all actually snatched him. This is great. But hold on. I'm looking at this page just now, and something jumped out at me. Learn to Swim program in its fifth year.
Yes.
Listen, one of the biggest barriers to personal professional development on the island, the inability to take advantage of the most accessible resources in the sea because you can't swim.
Yes. So to speak to that, Aaron, we found that there was a study done in recent years, and they found that 90% of Bahamians cannot swim.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw this as a challenge. And even when we talk about the blue economy and all the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't swim, that's a big barrier.
Yeah.
And so in 2021, we started a summer program, started with 65 kids. And over the last 5 years, we've done about 379 kids and adults. And now we just piloted it in the primary schools in partnership with another foundation called the Sean Connery Foundation. And it's becoming a part of a national initiative with the Ministry of Education and other nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So we just piloted with Rock Sound Primary, Tappan Bay Primary, and we have 51 students in that program. And training right on our campus.
See, I went Sean Connery Foundation?
Yes.
Because sometimes we have foreigners who become Bahamians because they understand their location in the place. And they'll say, there's no way that I, as a foreigner, could come here and be able to enjoy more of the Bahamas than Bahamians can. How can I help to shift that balance?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay. So, what's the most exciting program or project that you have going on right now?
Oh, you're making that hard.
That is
hard. Oh, you're making that hard. I think so.
Just before we touch on that, Kieran, can you just, because we have a lot of great partners in this, you know, who help us to carry on this work. So if you can just briefly touch on the partners that are partnering with us in all these programs that we're doing.
Well, definitely. When you think about the food security, which is probably one of the most exciting projects we have, we've partnered with TK Foundation, who gave us a grant to establish, like I said, the most innovative technology in agriculture in the country right now, which is called our Oasis Grow House. Okay. And that is allowing us to grow year-round. They are one of our strategic partners. We have a number of other foundations, another a number of second-home residents and community members that are making that are supporting the foundation's work. But those are one of our partners. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but there's so many. If you go to our annual impact report, you will see, and if that's on, and I hope more people will get a copy of this, but if you look on pages.
It's also available on the website as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
But if you look on page 28 and 29, and then we talk about accountability, it shows all of our different donors and partners that are supporting our work. And as you can see, we have about 262 donors that would have given 470 gifts to the organization. And they're listed there, and you could see some of those major contributions that's been given.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I see here one of the most, one of the brightest images on the page, other than this young lady in her swim cap getting ready to conquer the water, is Empowering Women Entrepreneurs Through OAR 2025, in partnership with the U.S. State Department.
Yes. Well, so
what y'all doing for the Women's Dem in Elutra?
Well, you know, that's very important for us. Actually, I always say the women of the organization are the backbone, and you know, they make things happen. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, we partner with the U.S. Embassy, Nassau. They're very interested. They've been running this program for the last few years. And what we're trying to do is empower women who have businesses. And so this program actually is from North Elutra straight up to the South Elutra. And we have about 20
past Waterford?
Past Waterford. We have about 21 women in that program.
Awesome.
That just finished.
Okay.
And we're about to have a graduation very soon. And that program has been in partnership with U.S. Embassy. They've supported the program, and they're connecting these women with a number of alumni and different partners across the world. And so we're hoping that we can help encourage and strengthen their businesses here locally in Elutra.
All right. And it's not just like high-level partnerships that you're engaged with. I see here you celebrate 13 transformative years with the second annual Harvest Haven fundraiser. You are partnering with local farmers in a seed exchange program as well, local high schools. I just got to say, I will never forget Andrea Gibson, former principal.
QC.
Yeah, and the school in Elutra. She worked at the school in Elutra as well, right?
I'm not sure.
Maybe it's the wrong, but she always was teacherly to me.
Oh, definitely.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah.
She's a Savannah Sound lady.
She's a Savannah Sound.
Yeah. Savannah Sound.
Great woman.
And Palmetto Point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how's my cousin Vera doing in Elutra?
Ah, she's doing well. You know, she travels a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
She's doing well.
Y'all remember Cousin Vera? Being a never forget Cousin Vera. No, you don't have to remind us right now.
Okay.
You don't have to remind us right now. But Cousin Vera, be glad you're doing well and you're still traveling. OEF launches new birding and nature trail. Wow. Now, is this in? I mean, it's got to be all things. Environmental focus? Is it school focus? Is it tourism focus? What's going on here?
But see, you remember we talked about that. And one of the things we talked about is we wanted our campus to be a model to show these different models of what's possible. If you remember early in the show, I talked about these five areas and why most nonprofits focus on the environment or they focus on education. So we're creating ecotourism experiences on our campus. So just to give people context, we have a 50-acre campus. It's a training campus. We have a hotel, restaurant, and farm. And all of those social enterprises is what we call them, are used to train our students and give them practical hands-on experiences. While they also do the training components, they help us to generate revenues to make our model sustainable. There's no shareholders, so all of those funds are generated, go back into our programs and our operations.
It's a for-purpose NGO.
I love that.
You can generate an income, but the purpose is to drive the organization forward.
Yes. Professional development for our communities and the people within them. Yes, and I wanted to say, too, what I'm most excited about is our education pillar. And what Kiwan was explaining is that we really focus on holistic development. So there are five key areas of focus. education, environment, economy, health, and heritage. So you will find that our programs will touch on usually more than one of those pillars. For instance, with the Nature Trail, right there we're talking about conservation, we're teaching it to the youth, but we're also providing a green space for people to come into. We're training local guides so that they can come and use our space as a product mm-hmm. to build their livelihoods, to diversify tourism and be able to be bigger and better breadwinners for their homes. All of that money goes back into the economy. So right there, you have economy, you have education, you have environment all touched. Mm-hmm. So the more we build into each of these programs that benefit the people in the community, the greater that they function for all of us.
And I like how tourism isn't one of the five pillars, because tourism will benefit from the, each pillar.
Yes.
Right?
So let me tap into the ecotourism and agritourism.
Okay.
We've had people from all over the world come just to see this grow house and see how this is producing. And I mean, universities that volunteered their time, people mm-hmm. from all over the world just to be a part of this farm. Mm-hmm. But I want to dive a little bit deep into ecotourism.
And you have to tell her what's special about it.
We got to go to a break.
Yeah.
When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about ecotourism. And in the break, listeners, you're going to miss this part. I'm going to tell them about my new tourism venture, right, at the Eco Trail and Park. Mm. I could be a tour guide.
Yes.
And basically, I have a legend, right? If you enter this park with a clean heart, you won't get bite by one mosquito. But if you get bite by a mosquito, you
check
know
yourself.
You get a and pray. Anyway, we go into a break. Stay tuned. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
We'll see.
Now, Ezra. He was the island king, that little man. He do more.
Girl, anything. Julia just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I try it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
And pro, 190 feet high, about 2 miles wide, 110 miles long. Here's a song.
Eleuthera
stands for freedom. Oh yeah.
Eleuthera
and a fun. Oh yeah.
Eleuthera.
Oh how beautiful.
Good morning and welcome back. Phil Stubbs say, don't leave me. Say Eddie Minnis, don't leave me out. I know Eleuthera too. Oh man, the classics are there, you know. The classics are there to remind us, because we've become Nassau-centric over the decades and decades. A part of that is geography, you know,
yep.
Because Nassau is the safest haven, harbor, right? And so it's typically geography dictates how we live. And I'm interested to see how Eleutherans are navigating Eleuthera and all the opportunities that it presents with the assistance, partnership, and membership of One Eleuthera Foundation. But we got some things we got to talk about. We're going to the Eco Trail. We're going to the focus on students. And then the most important part, we got to help these guys raise some money. Yeah, because I'm committed because I come in for some training, so I got to raise some money.
That's right. These programs cost money to put on, and yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We need to address that part of it.
All right, well, let's start there. I think we've identified some amazing things going on, and I haven't asked you yet. Like, how much does it cost to raise $230,000+ to donate? What are OEF's fiscal needs for the upcoming year, and how do you approach fundraising, and what are your targets?
Yeah, for the most part, when you talk about fundraising, you know, we talk about all these great things that we're doing, but the only way we can do this work is through the support. A lot of our funding is also facilitated through our OEF US in the Carolinas, and that really accounts for the majority of our donations that we're receiving. And so one of the things that we're here on is we want to also promote local giving. Mm-hmm. And so it roughly, you know, we're looking at about a $2 to $4 million project a year to run our organization, to implement these different programs. And it's not an easy fight when we talk about sustainable development. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'll give you an example, Aaron. Over the last, since 2016, just off a direct investment into One Eleuthera, it was a $43 million investment into Eleuthera. Through a nonprofit like ours.
Yeah.
And so what we're asking our local donors and people of the Bahamas is to really give to us and consider us as a part of one of their top 2-3 nonprofits. I would say top one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what it costs for that investment in Eleuthera.
Okay. It's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
I mean, the people that Eleuthera has produced, man.
Yeah,
the people that have come from and what they've contributed to the country, it's worth it. And it's worth it in every island, right? I'm glad that One Eleuthera Foundation has created this model. Okay, so roughly, what are the targets for this year? And more importantly, how can I donate?
Well, definitely. So we have our website mm-hmm. for persons that want to give to us. They can go on www.oneeleuthera.org. And you can give through our website, or you can reach out to us at info@oneeleuthera.org, or you can send an email to keyronsmith@oneeleuthera.org, and we'll be happy to reach out to you. And once you send us that information, we'll be happy to connect with you and share more about ways you can give to us.
Okay.
And like I said, it takes us about $2 to $3 million a year to make these kind of investments that you're seeing in this annual impact report.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I also want to talk about is these programs, we talk about accountability. So we do have our audited financial statements every year that we do. So
okay.
People can go on our website, they can see our financials, they can see our annual impact report. But one of the things we want to say is this is a model for Bahamians by Bahamians.
Yes.
And this is, I think, why it's so important that people give to this cause.
Listen, agriculture program, export throughout the archipelago. We need a sticker, a label that says, and then a partnership with businesses to keep the label on that says proceeds of this sale go back to the farmers on this island. Right? And we could replicate it for whichever island, and proceeds of this fish go back to this island,
yeah.
Right? And even on the island, looking at proceeds of this fish go back to this community, because we got all the Kalmas. You all missing any Kalmas in Eleuthera?
No, we ain't shot a Kalmas.
We got all the Kalmas in Nassau, and half of them at Montague Dock. If you didn't know, right? If you didn't know, you in Nassau, but you rely on family islanders to get your fish in Nassau, you know.
Definitely.
I would say good morning to Reverend Kalma and Reverend Kalma.
Definitely.
You guys say good morning to Yellow Piggy and Pedro. We guys say good morning to Ori down at the Gladstone Road Market, grilling the ribs and the chicken,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes if you bring your own conch, she'll put the conch on the grill for you.
Yeah.
You know, she's a real island woman. And she's a nurse doing that part-time,
yeah.
Right? Like, and then you guys say all the Kalmas, Carla Kalma, who passed president of the Methodist Church.
Yep.
And all the brothers named C, And then, because we used to call one Mikey, right? Carl and Carlton and Carla and Carlita and all
Reg
of them.
Eldon,
yes, Summer Cam.
Yeah.
Y'all let us borrow all of them from y'all. Anyway, we see why Eleuthera was able to get this going, because they got good stock there. Other islands, y'all got good stock too. Call them for the model.
Yeah, but not just that, you know, you hear these numbers and you think, hey, how can I really make a contribution to that? But, you know, I always say small gifts, big gifts, you know, all of those make a meaningful difference. You have some people that give us $100 a month,
mm-hmm.
on a monthly basis. So we want to encourage people that, you know, this is a model for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we can continue this great work is if we continue to share this model with everybody. And we continue to get the support that we need to move things forward.
Absolutely. And we practice what we preach. So when you turn to the donors page, you'll see our names in there too.
Okay.
Also giving to this organization because we believe in it.
Absolutely. Let's get to the students. Oh, hold on. Let me make a point here. So, Carla, I see you on the line. In the last maybe 5 minutes, we got a lot to get through. Sometimes we are unable to take calls. Producer, could you come in here and adjust my headphones for me, please, so I could hear the caller when we take them? Focus on the students.
Well, I will say this too. Even though our focus is on Eleutherans, you don't have to be Eleutheran so long as you're on Eleuthera and contributing,
mm-hmm.
you're able to take our courses, right? And they're usually 10 to 12 weeks. So you kind of have to be living there or be willing to be there for that length of time.
Mm-hmm.
And in speaking to Steve Galanis, who is another native son of the soil in Eleuthera, he's a tradesman and a very seasoned, well-respected electrician.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches our electrical courses. And he has told me he's taught about 40 to 50 electricians over the time that he has been working with us. And about 15 of them are on Eleuthera, remain on Eleuthera, and are in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
So there are still technicians that are coming to Nassau and other islands. So our effect is, the ripple effect is still going out there from our students. It isn't all staying on Eleuthera, although we do encourage people to build the island and to build and fill those skills gaps. Mm-hmm. But I'm most excited about the stories that come through. CTI hits in the north, and CTI, our south campus, where we have a learn and earn program. So what that is the students receive a stipend. They get a weekly stipend to come in and to learn the trade. As Kiran says, they get a set of tools when they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not giving out fish. We're teaching men and women how to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the exciting part for me. We have stories of Shantik Greenslade, our basic culinary student in 2023, in North Eleuthera. She started as a dishwasher, a single mother of three.
Yeah.
She aspires to be a food and beverage manager. Now she's a head chef at Valentine's, a leading boutique hotel on Harbor Island.
And listen, we don't show chefs and people in the culinary space enough respect. It's not just composing a meal, it's composing an experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Curating. Mm-hmm. We love to call it curating. And people connect over food. People bond over food. Food is a big part of our culture as well.
Mm-hmm. And a big part of telling the story of the Bahamas and a mechanism for people to experience us through the food.
Yes, yes. And then we have, speaking of food, Chelsea Clear. We call her the hot dog lady. She's also based in Harbor Island.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with this creative flair for putting gourmet toppings on a hot dog. And she attended and did our entrepreneurship course, and now she has her own food truck.
Mm-hmm.
She's been featured, I think, in Condé Nast magazine and different features about her craft and her passion.
Y'all playing, man. You know who know? Martha Stewart know.
Yes.
Martha
yes.
Stewart know the best tomatoes she ever tastes in the world in 2008 was from the Bahamas. She know.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Our guests know, and now more and more Bahamians know about the opportunity, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you say students, age range.
And that's it. We primarily would take students 18 to 35, but we don't turn anybody away.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had students as young as 16 and students as old as 16.
So listen,
their 60s.
I could have started in the Ministry of Works and kind of matriculated up into administration and management, right? And now I'm leaving the service after 40 years, but I only 60. You're telling me I could come back to Eleuthera, the island of my birth, get into this training program, enhance my old skills and learn some new skills, and then I could be a traveling technician and just move throughout the archipelago?
Most definitely,
absolutely.
But I'll even take it a step further. We have a dual enrollment with the Ministry of Education. So those high school students from grades 10 to 12, they actually do courses with us.
Oh, you mean like in Norway when the students do like half the morning is academics and the other half is apprenticeship and internship?
So those who want to get into the trades, we create those opportunities for those high school students that are interested in the trades for sure.
Because what we know is that we just learn different.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of Bahamians realize that they're more attuned to education and learning the older they get.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's important about it? Experiential learning, that practical hands-on, and that's what we create on the campus. Mm-hmm. So, for example, all the furniture in the hotel rooms are built by students. When we talk about, when you look at our picnic benches and you walk that campus, those were built by our carpentry students.
Now, hold on. People don't understand the value of that. Let's put a spotlight on that. The average markup for furniture is 4,000%. You hear that? 4,000%. The average markup. That's money you make in. Also, y'all stop telling these people hypotenuse theorem is not important. How are you going to build furniture if you don't know hypotenuse theorem?
Definitely. You definitely need that Texas instrument, right? As well, right?
Well, with ISO old, they wouldn't let you take a calculator in the test room. You had to do that
by hand. Definitely.
And these are awesome opportunities, and there's no age discrimination. Yeah. I love it. Okay, we're going to see if this caller is still here. Good morning, caller. Are you still there?
I'm still here, Aaron.
Listen, thank you for your patience.
I just want, anytime anything to do with young people, I call you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, not to correct you, but it was France that started the Brevet Technicien Supérieur, which is a school that they go. I taught in one of them, and they go to school during the day, and they have like over 500. If not more, kinds of apprenticeship because they value artisanal work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so good at it that universities started copying them and then other countries. So I'm hoping that the Bahamas will understand that artisanal is a highly appreciated creative job.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
Okay. I've put this out before, but I feel like I want to put it out again. I would like people like yourself to consider the boys' industrial school. Why not the girls? But I'm thinking of the boys. That if there is a program that once they're in there, they cannot leave without training, without a job profile.
Mm-hmm.
They could be taken to other islands and be taught all the things you're talking about. And instead of it being a place for bad boys to just while their time away and get away badder. Mm-hmm. By the time they leave there, okay, they would have a totally different perspective on what they can be in life.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanking you, ma'am. Thanking you. So now we see we just need an organization locally to liaise, right? To pick up that model from One Eleuthera Foundation, work with the ministries responsible for those students' care and see how we can replicate some of these training opportunities there. Because let me tell you something, young people, these old people don't be telling you the secrets like about Andrus stone and Andrus pine and homes built to last. Y'all got Eleuthera stone and Eleuthera pine too, right?
Yes.
All right, because all I know is mosquito. All I know is pineapple, watermelon, Father Henry White, beautiful grilled cheese bread, and mosquito, and church, and 7 Mile Beach, and campfire. Oh, and starry nights. Anyway, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, One Eleuthera Foundation, we're getting an update, what's been going on, and how you can support the organization in continuing its work. Y'all stay tuned. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Oh, let's go down through Bannerman Town. Miller swims in white water for Delancey. Deep Creek,
keep trying to rest. Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Time is here. We're coming big in every island. That's the function of the year. Don't be sailing on the mailboat. We'll fly Bahamas. Yeah. Now you staying here with NASA. Get away from here. We are going to the family island. Say we go to the family island.
Welcome back. Welcome back to On. I'm going to say On the Clock Wave. Producer, I was out of here, you know. From that break and you start playing the song, I was on my way to the family islands. It's another sweet one. Thank you, producer. Okay, the last few minutes with One Eleuthera Foundation. We're going to take a look at some of the highlights over the last fiscal year, some of the information they want to share with us, but also remind us of the website so people can peruse the document themselves.
They can go to www.oneeleuthera.org.
All right. And you can find the annual impact report 2024-2025 fiscal year on the website. Okay, so let's get to the document and the highlights.
Some of the big highlights, and I think we touched on it, but from the grow standpoint, we were able to provide 10,000 free seedlings to local gardeners and farmers. And what was important about that is, you know, there's so many plants that, you know, face diseases. But we got these resilient seeds that we found, and we were able to grow some seedlings and distribute them across the island. And so that's something that we're bringing back again this year. I talk about the Social Good Accelerator. A big part of that, and we're getting ready to launch this coming year, where we will be able to support local nonprofits and learn about the model, learn about how to fundraise, the infrastructure, the governance, the programming. And so that's something that's very important for national development for us and replicating this model across the Bahamas.
Okay.
The other thing is, like, we want to get that learn to swim into the primary schools, which you started.
Go on.
And, you know, our vision around that is to work with our national, international partners to really make an Eleuthera a hub when we talk about learn to swim and teaching kids and adults on how to swim in this country.
All right, Social Good Accelerator. We're going to go back to hailing people when we pass them in the road. I love family island culture. You just hail. Because y'all don't get it. You just never know when you may not see a person again. You hail, you say, I see ya. Yeah. Right, you all bring it. That's what you all mean by Social Good Accelerator?
Yes.
Is Eleuthera the reason why we say morning, morning, morning?
That's a long debate.
We're helping to keep it alive, for sure.
We keep it alive, for sure.
Okay. Because the family island social setting still has models for us in New Providence. And when you see some people, they face sour, it's because they ain't used to Nassau.
Yeah.
They used to looking people in their face when they pass them. They used to acknowledging people's presence when they come, right? When they engage in people or just walking past them. They used to people hailing and saying morning and being polite.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just ready to go back.
Yeah. You know, that's what makes Eleuthera so special. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just like any other family island. But I think when you think of Eleuthera, you think of peace. You think of tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of people are going back to, the simplicity of living. And for us, it's like when you think about this agricultural project, which is, I think, visionary, not just for Eleuthera, but for the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little about the resilience of that project.
Okay.
Because it's the first of its kind in this country. It's hurricane resilient. It can manage up to a Category 3. The walls close up, and it protects the structure. If it's a Category 3 and up, the walls roll up, and the wind pass right through it. That's what's so interesting about this new technology. But on top of that, we're able to store up to 1 million gallons of water from the rain. And our tanks have been full for the last 2 years. And when we talk about sustainability, all of these models and these things that we're pioneering, we're going back to the old centropic farming practices on our farm.
Might be going back to the old building technique. I remember now in 2003, I saw the building in either Stanyard Creek, in Andrus. It was made with slats. So when the wind was too strong, it turned and just let the wind straight through the building.
Yep.
Right? Old technique come back again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. We got a caller here. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yes, I'm just going to be quickly. When I was in Lutra, I treated like a king in Tarpon Bay. And I'm wondering, they still got those sweet red mangroves, man. Let me just say hello to the Kerry stand here, too. I was treated well, so I appreciate Lutra so well. That's my favorite place on the family. I don't tell nobody else. I'm your punk. You have a good day.
Yeah, man. And listen, not because I was wearing a PLP shirt today, you know, but thank God for Marvin Pinder Farms and Home Fabric that has created a space for Lutra produce to hit the New Providence market, understanding the complex and busy nature of people's lives. They're like, hey, you come in here, we can make the fruit available to you as well. And so it's like where both sides benefit. Like, I'm attracting more people to my business, but I'm also giving people greater access to not just produce, but local produce as well.
Most definitely. Even, and we'll take it a step further. You know, you talk about the mangoes. It's nothing like Eleuthera mangoes.
Listen, be quiet. Somebody grow in Bombay mangoes in Eleuthera, and oh my God. They grow in Bombay mangoes in Eleuthera.
Sugar apple, pineapples, all the fruits south, in abundance.
Listen, down up south near Greencastle,
they
got sugar apple trees almost growing wild.
Yeah. Yes,
down north, close to the bridges, they got scarlet plum trees in the bush growing wild. Rest in peace, Asa Albury, a tree. This boy was a mahogany tree of a man, mm-hmm. and ain't no bush would stop him from bringing scarlet plum to New Providence.
Well, we can tell you've been in Lutra for a while. You're talking about down south.
North,
sorry. You sound like a true Whoa. Lutra woman.
I've been on a skiff trying to get to Curran Island and navigating the current. When they say it's Curran Island, they say no play thing, Nassau people. You can't just get in your boat and say you're going to go play on the water.
Yeah.
The currents, you got to be able to navigate the water. Okay, but let's get back to... Yeah. We've got a few moments left. Upcoming programs, what should people be looking for on the website to sign up for?
Yeah, so we have the Learn to Swim program, which people could give to. We have a goal of, you know, $100,000 a year for that program.
Okay.
But I want to talk a little bit about the capital project. So we've been training so many students, but we've realized that we've outgrown our space in the restaurant where we do some of our training. And so we're about to build a hospitality and events pavilion that will make affordable wedding retreats, teach people in hospitality and events management. We're building a structure that's going to cost us about $1.2 million to build, but that's going to be transformative for the hospitality industry across Eleuthera.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, persons who are interested in that, that's something they could also look at potentially giving to. And I want to touch on something. We talk about agriculture. We do two things. We have a farm-to-table restaurant called The Farmer's Table.
Okay.
And so we take our produce. We're growing lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers.
That's why I can't get no wing nut beans or no yard-long beans in New Providence no more, because y'all serving them at the restaurant.
So we're not just supplying that to the local community, but we're actually teaching you the healthy options of how you can prepare this food at the farm-to-table concept, using the farm-to-table concept at the restaurant.
Yeah, because listen, guys, you take the fresh green beans, like they're so fresh you just eat them off the stalk, but you take them and then you sit them in some salt water for a little bit and brine them, get a little saltiness in them, right? And then you hit them with your seasoning, because you may be growing curry leaves, and you make your own dried curry down in Eleuthera, and then you sprinkle them with your seasoning and you put them in the air fryer or the baker, and it's just like a fried snack, but you didn't have to fry it at all.
Definitely.
Yes.
So we're encouraging people to give to also our Learn and Earn training program. So persons who want to give the training of Bohemians and Eleutherans on Eleuthera with us, that's another program they could look at giving to.
Absolutely. Okay, we're running out of time. But go on, you got a minute and a half.
Yeah, and like I said, if you want to make a general gift, please reach out to www.oneeleuthera.org or info@oneeleuthera.org, and you can send us an email and we'll be happy to reach out to you and connect with you. And we want to invite everybody to our campus to actually come and experience and see the work that we're doing.
Man. Right, we have a 15-room hotel, a restaurant, and a farm on property. So that's another way that you can support us, by supporting our social enterprises and coming to see what we do.
Staycations.
Yes,
okay, absolutely. Ministry of Works and Family Island Affairs. I'm talking to the Family Island Affairs people. You all see this? Do you see this magic and these opportunities? And New Providence people, start building organizations, businesses, and mechanisms to facilitate the growth of the portfolio of Family Island Affairs and to connect with what's going on in the island for personal and professional development. Oh my gosh, Mr. Nuri, when you come back and you have these guys on again, please, I got to be here. Not because I know every mosquito in Elutra, but because it's such an exciting conversation. Caller, I'm so sorry, we're out of time. Producer, thank you so much. And remember, OneElutra.org, OneElutra.org. Find out how you can make your donation right now. Be like Cousin Vera. We like money. Because we need money. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.